T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What do we know about these workers?
Well, this would largely be their warehouse workers around the country. Amazon released a study detailing the number of cases and the infection rate in about 40 states. They had to exclude about 10 kind of small states like the Dakotas and Wyoming, where they don't have a critical mass of employees. But basically, their findings are saying that they're infection rate among its workforce is less than the state in nearly all of the states where they did the measurement. One exception was Minnesota. And so they're basically releasing these figures to say, listen, the things we've been doing, you know, cleaning up our facilities better, implementing social distancing requirements and tracking and tracing and quarantining employees who have symptoms is working.
Oh, that's interesting about how their infection rate is less compared to the general population in each of these states. How much less, or does it vary? Of course, it probably varies each state, but in general, how much less?
It varies state to state, but again, you figure about 2% of the overall population in the U.S., and they're generally tracking below that in a 1% and change, 1.5%. So that's basically the difference.
In the past, some employees had complained, but Amazon has been working to improve things, or are they saying that consistently they've just been always doing a good job, and so these numbers are less?
Well, what we have to remember is when this pandemic hit, there were businesses that had to shut down. Amazon was not one of them. Amazon was allowed to stay open. Walmart was allowed to stay open. Various businesses, due to various loopholes of selling essentials, were allowed to stay open. And so the people who worked for those businesses were frightened because there was just a lot of panic. You know, I have to go to work. How come my neighbor gets to stay home? And there was a lot of concern among Amazon's workforce about the level of transparency. And there's also since been a lot of criticism and questions from lawmakers. Listen, you've been allowed to remain open. Your company is doing very well through this pandemic. What are you doing to protect your workforce? So there's just been a lot of questions and pressure about how Amazon was performing at this time. Those are important questions. Is it better now? Did they get everything hammered out? Do they have a better system in place now than they did when everything first hit the fan?
And just remind us, what are they doing to keep their workers safe?
So they're doing more cleaning in every facility, increase the number of, janitorial staff in every building. They have social distancing guidelines. If you go into one of the facilities, you'll see tape on the floor, similar to a store where there might be like one-way type traffic implemented where it used to just be more of a free-for-all of people coming and going. So those would be some of the things. And the break rooms are, designed in a way to keep people spaced apart. So those would be some of the things they're doing. They're also testing. They have voluntary testing for all employees, and that's where all of this data comes from the testing that they've been conducting among their workforce.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.